Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hello and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On the show tonight, Monday, August 25th, I'm joined by regular Gunner fans and pundits Eamon Donnelly and Matt Bourne to review Saturday evening's 5-0 thrashing of Leeds United at the Emirates Stadium. And remember to check out our show, our preview and review shows on Spotify. So sit back and enjoy the show. As I said in my intro, I'm joined by my record guest at this stage, 4 years going on now, this podcast. First of all, to Eamon, just back from Brighton and the Leeds game of the weekend. How are you, Eamon?
Evening, Jonathan. Evening, Matt. Sorry it was late there, sitting in traffic. I hate sitting in traffic. I keep getting run over. No, I'm grand. It'll be a good few days now down in Maud Central. Literally just back in the door. So good evening, all.
It's great to have you on, Eamon, and thanks for taking your time out. And also joined by Matt Bourne. It's been a while, Matt, since you've been on. And it's great to have you back on, pal.
Say that again, Jonathan, sorry.
How are you keeping, Matt?
I'm good. Sorry, you broke up a little bit when you said that. Yeah, I'm good. Just back from my holidays. 3 weeks in France, so just back yesterday. And haven't slept much, but managed to watch the game on the boat. They had it on live on the boat, so that was good.
Well done, you.
Yeah.
I have to say, you look great, Matt.
Thanks, buddy.
You look refreshed.
I am refreshed. I'm refreshed and tanned.
Unfortunately, I don't know what I'm coming across like, but I've a liver that an Alsatian would need.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got one of them as well. Aimed to be honest with you. 3 weeks you drink of mine in France, it takes a toll, you know.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Life is definitely tough, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But you definitely need a few alcoholic beverages when you support the Arsenal. So,
you certainly do on this show.
Yeah.
I have to say, the guests drive me to drink, but I'm not complaining. I'd just like to say our listenership has grown nicely on Spotify, so thanks to everyone that listens to our show week in, week out. Our preview and review shows are going down really well, so thanks to everyone who tunes into us. Of course, we start off as always with the match review. It started off a great day. Before we come to the review, just to Matt first. Firstly, Matt, Eberechi Eze was signed for £67 million from Crystal Palace on Saturday. Yeah. A great signing, I think. Being in the youth setup as a kid as well, and he looks like he's on a really excited to get his teeth into it. And just like to ask you your opinion on Eze, and also because it's your first show of the new season as well, Matt, on our other new signings, can I get your thoughts on that as well, please?
Yeah. So Eze, phenomenal signing. It's really, really great. It's really positive. You know, he's been Palace's best player for the last few years. He's been absolutely fantastic. He just won an FA Cup and a Community Shield. You know, he's at the peak of his career now, and just to snatch him from the jaws of Tottenham at the last minute made him even more special. You know, he knew where he wanted to go all the way along, and I heard a rumor, whether it's true or not, that he actually rang Arteta after Tottenham made the bid and asked him if he'd, you know, tell him that he'd rather come to Arsenal if there was any chance. So somehow Arteta pulled £67 million out of his pocket, and we managed to get a fantastic, fantastic signing. I can't wait to see him in the team. It just increases the depth we have there, which is just brilliant at the moment. It really is. Even with the kids coming through, to have a 50, you know, we'll talk about it, I'm sure, as the cast goes on. But other signings, Gyökeres, I think we all wanted either Cesc or Gyökeres in the summer. We got Gyökeres, absolutely brilliant goal scorer. the golden boot because the rules of the different leagues, but a fantastic goal scorer. You know, he didn't have a great game against Man U, but he
It's not broken up.
Even Madueke's done pretty good when he's played, and Christian Mosquera as well has looked good when he's come on too. So we've had a very positive summer, and hopefully we can push on from here.
Matt, you cut off there. Can I just ask,
Yes,
the
sorry.
point there? I'd like to know your take on Zubimendi.
Zubimendi, yeah, I did mention him in my
Yeah, no, we went silent there for
yeah.
a while. We
I think
lost it. Sorry,
he, I no, sorry, boys. He is an exceptional signing. He was nearly going, but I think he could be the key that we've been missing. You know, in the midfield, he's a very, very solid player, very intelligent player, and I think he's going to make a huge difference for us. I think he's been going to be absolutely brilliant. He's shown signs of it already, and I think he's going to be fantastic for us. Absolutely fantastic.
He's going to be invaluable, certainly, Zubimendi. Eamon, as I says to Matt there as well, Saturday started off really well. What a reception he got from the fans when he came on the pitch, Aberdeen SC. 67 million pound, Eamon. The Cronkies haven't been afraid to spend money this summer, that's for sure. How excited are you about the signing of Eze, and what can he bring to the squad, Eamon?
Well, the Cronkies have never been afraid to spend money, but there's a difference between spending money and throwing money around recklessly. And we've tried to be responsible. And the reason why we're able to do what we've done this summer is because financial fair play is judged over a 4-year period, and we've been responsible. So you can't just go out and be reckless. That's the first thing. The second thing, at the time, Jonathan and Matt, I didn't like the whole circus around Desi. I'm thinking, there's a game to be played here. What are we at? I didn't like it, you know, but I have to say, I felt like a bit of a heart of stone when I saw the piece with Ian Wright and Eze, and I said, well, it means so much to that boy to be playing for the Arsenal that maybe he deserved the introduction he got. And Amo, dear Eamon, memo to self, stop being such a bleeding knob. But at the time, I did. At the time, I wasn't mad for this. You know the way I get before games, Matt. I'm very intense, very keyed up, you know, and probably didn't need that distraction, but hey, it all worked out. But yeah, I don't think that I'm not sure we'd have signed him if hadn't got injured, but it doesn't matter. We have him, and I'm delighted to have him because he's a very good player, you know, and he wants to play
For
for
sure.
us. And yeah, it brightened everybody up, you know. But he's a very good player. This is not some kind of performing seal. This is a serious bloody player we're talking about, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, for
I think
sure.
to hijack Spurs as well to get as he was even.
Well, we need to kind of get over that, you know. Like, yeah, great. Like, you
He was always going to Arsenal. It was never, it was
know what I
red,
mean? If we'd
never he
hijack some donkey, that's no use. He's a good player, you know, very good player. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still fairly young as well, as he, you know, I think his best years are still to
27.
come,
He's
yeah.
27,
And
yeah.
67 million pound, look, at today's prices, hopefully a snip, you know. But
Not for
yeah,
sure.
welcome aboard, Eberechi, yeah. Of course, Saturday, 5-0 against Leeds at home, Timber with two, Saka on the 45th minute, and Gyökeres got two as well to kick start his Arsenal career in goal scoring form. Few other facts from the game as well. Max Damon, who came on in the 64 minutes for Nani Madueke at the age of 15 years and 235 days. How old do you feel now? Bukayo Saka came off
Yeah.
on 53 minutes, of course, but it looked like a hammy and expected to be out for 4 weeks. Gyökeres, of course, as I said, scored twice on his home debut as well. And of course, he scored against Bilbao as well in the Emirates Cup. So, three goals at the Emirates isn't bad going for a new striker. First goal, of course, was from Rice's in-swinging corner. He's just getting better and better with these deliveries. And Timber, a great header. Keeper Pardew had stood no chance. Said he was really poor, the Leeds keeper, you know, and a kind of fear for Leeds for the season goes on. Our second goal was beautiful as well. The pass from Timber was just beautifully weighted for Saka, and he barely did with his right foot. And Apparently, had no chance. I don't think any goalkeeper would have got near. The power was just incredible. Before those two goals go, David Raya, in fairness, saved a really good header from Pascal Struijff to Leeds, and that kind of, I think, kind of woke us up a bit. You know, I believe that we were going to beat Leeds on the day, but I kind of think that kind of woke us up a bit. You know, being the half hour mark, but became good in the end. Bjorkrest then in the 48 minutes. The pace he had to go one on one with Struijff left him for dead, and then birdied it in Purdy's bottom right hand corner. Was some finish, and he had some pace about him as well for a big lad. Gyökeres was really impressed with that. 56 minutes then, the game was all but over. Then Rice's corner was, don't know if you could say bundled home, Jurrien Timmer, but he birdied it
I
nonetheless,
get to take
and it
them
was
off.
great reaction. And then, of course, the penalty in the 95th minute. Kind of the game was all but done, but I thought from the half, from the 60-minute mark on, it was kind of all about Max Delman coming on, and I thought he was, for that half hour, he done really well and probably deserved maybe to even get a goal in it. But miles ahead, I think, in years already, you know, he looked like he's played for Earth on his life. I don't know, come on to yourself, Eamon. You're at the game on Saturday. What was your take on the 5-0 victory? A really good victory at home.
Well, any victory is a good victory, particularly at this part of the season, which is a bit of a lottery, as I said last week. Well, we were okay. We weren't great. We were okay. I wouldn't be. That team hasn't really clicked yet. But here are my quick observations. First of all, I think we're going to be harder to score against this year than we have been. We just look a really solid team. Right. Secondly, Ricardo Calafiori is stardust. He's absolute stardust. And if we can keep him fit, this is like two new signings. This guy is stardust. I watched him on Saturday and, he gave us another hour. He's playing well within himself at the moment. And the dynamic he brings to the team is incredible. Zubimendi is our most important signing this summer because he knits everything together in a way that our midfield didn't before. Even with well and all his parts he was playing, Zubimendi is so quick to make himself available for the ball and to get himself out of trouble. Ala Gilberto, you'll always say, "Was Zubimendi a bit kind of invisible during the game or what?" And then you look back on the game, you see he's had about 90 touches. Nothing spectacular from all the touches, but like what I call that kind of crochet. You know what I mean? He knits everything together. So I'm really impressed with him. We had to rely on set pieces again, but look, set pieces are important. But in fairness to Bollocky Bill, our little set piece coach, you can't say he doesn't get creative because we're running into the box at all sorts of different angles than we were last year. So he's obviously sat down over the summer and said, "What do I do next?" And again, the delivery was really important. I just think for anybody who wasn't at the game, Bukayo Saka's goal was ridiculous. I'm telling you, if you see it in real time, people saying, "How come the keeper didn't get his arm up to it?" He should. I'd say the keeper's trying to get out of the way of it. It was like Podolski's left foot. He hit it that hard. And he hit that off his right foot. First of all, the keeper didn't expect him to hit it. Neither did we, because it's going onto his right foot. He's got plenty of time in the box. People are saying he's got to bring it back onto his left. He absolutely walloped it. I did not see that coming in real time,
Were you
right?
surprised, Eamon, that he took a first time? Was it the way to pass from Timber was so good that he said, I might as well take a bat, you
The
know?
way the pass from Timber was so good, but you see, what we don't understand about Bukayo Saka is his left foot's that good. He himself trusts his right foot as well. I mean, you can't hit a ball like that unless you trust your right foot. That wasn't just a shank. He actually aimed that with his right foot into where he got it, you know? It was an incredible goal.
incredible
The
strike.
only thing, the other things I'll say is, look, we've got to really, really get on top of this injuries thing. Like,
It's a
we've
worry.
lost four players in two matches. Like, I know the squad is nice and deep and all that, and it doesn't have the same meltdown effect that it would have had. If you hear Saka's out for 4 weeks, you're not going to melt down now because the squad is deep enough. But How come we've lost Havertz to what I understand is a cartilage problem, Saka to one hamstring in the other bloody leg, right? Okay, Odegaard, fair enough. He came out of a challenge of contact and fell awkwardly. I get that, right? And Ben White too, a muscular problem. What is the story?
What do
You
you think it
know?
is, Amy? Do you think it's the high intensity in training and then coming into the match at the
I think it
weekend?
would be. I think it would be. But then again, we're all baying for a trophy. We're all baying for a Premier League. We're all baying for our players to be at 100% intensity for 90 minutes of every game. So obviously they're training that way, but it is a worry. The only thing is the squad that we have, and I'm going to finish on this map, right? Mikel Merino can't get near that team.
No.
That tells you about the squad.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Damien. Yeah, when you see the players on the bench,
But particularly him. He was bought last year as a final piece to our jigsaw. He didn't let us down in any way, shape, or form. And he's nowhere near that team. And even though we're carrying injuries.
Shows where we've come from in a season, doesn't it, Damien? For yourself, Matt, 5-0, as we all know, there was this nonsense. There was, you could say, I don't know whether you could say there was pressure on Gyökeres, because I think as Arsenal fans, we knew he'd come good, and we're still working out his game and he's working out us, being a new striker. But how impressed were you in particular with Gyökeres and that first goal he got 3 minutes into the second half? You could see he really wanted it on Saturday, didn't he, Victor Gyökeres, to get on the score sheet?
No, absolutely. He needed to get his first league goals. He didn't have a great game at United. We all know that. Apparently, he had more touches of his hair than he had of the ball in the game, which he was which hence the celebration when he scored the second goal.
Say that was beautifully put back.
Well, I didn't say it. There was critics were saying it, But no, Gyökeres is an exceptional player. But he needs a supply like any player. I think Eze is going to make a big difference for him. I think Martinelli's going to struggle now with Eze in. Martinelli's going to really struggle to
Do you
get
feel
back
that,
in the
Matt?
team.
Do you think he'll struggle to get in?
I think so. I mean, Eze is in that squad week out, I believe.
I
Now,
think, Matt, just to sorry to cut across you, I think where Martinelli's chances are going to be is as a backup central striker with Havertz.
yes, I was going to come to that actually. Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot of talk about that as a backup central striker. But look, we still don't know the extent of Havertz's injury. He could be out. He could be out for a month. He could be out for 6 months. We don't know. Jesus is coming back as well. He's training well at the moment. He looks like he could be back in the in training very soon. But back to Gyökeres. He's a. I see a lot of people talking about Gyökeres, and he loves a ball forward that he can run onto because he's got pace. He's got skill. He's got every. He's got an awful lot as a central striker. But we haven't given him that supply yet. So yes, Calafiori put a beautiful pass into him for the goal. It was absolutely superb, and he got onto it really well. He held it up very well, and he it wasn't the best shot in the world, but he's placed it perfectly. So we knew what he was doing. But look, he's going to be fantastic for us this year. I completely agree with Eamon in relation to Zubimendi. I think Zubimendi is that type of player, and I love the Gilberto comparison. You wouldn't know Gilberto was playing, but when you look at the replay of a game or you look at the highlights of a game and you see what he did in a match, I think Zubimendi is going to give us very, very similar to that. And Gilberto was a phenomenal player for Arsenal, and we didn't get enough credit until he had left, and people realized what we had missed. What else can I talk about? I
Sorry, Matt.
suppose.
Do you think Zubimendi, the arrival of Zubimendi, do you think he'll take a bit of pressure off the likes of Rice and Odegaard midfield? Do you think give Rice a bit more freedom, or
Well, yes and no. I mean, but they're going to both. I mean, Zubimendi's going to get a few goals for us this year, I believe. I think Rice is going to get a few goals for us this year. How many they're going to get, I don't know. But it depends how they adapt, they're going to change how they play throughout the season. They're going to try different things depending on the match and everything else. So Zubimendi might get a bit more forward. Rice might get a bit more forward. I think It's a very positive start. I know the United game could have gone either way in reality. We kind
But it
of,
didn't.
but it didn't. It
Yeah.
didn't. And that's it. And when you're playing bad and you can still get 3 points, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I don't think we played any way exceptional on Saturday.
We didn't.
We didn't. We are definitely not there yet, but we won 5-0, so it was, and if we can just talk about Max Dowman for a minute, when he came on, the buzz around the stadium, I wasn't there, my daughter was there, and of course Eamon was there, and you could just sense the buzz around, the excitement around the stadium when he came on. This kid is going to be one of, if it, as hopefully he stays fit, hopefully he keeps his feet on the ground and he concentrates on the football, because he is a one in a million, this kid. He's a one in a million.
Absolutely.
I see a lot of pundits talking about him and saying, like, they can't speak highly enough of him. He's one of the greatest English prospects that they've ever seen. I saw a very good interview with Jamie Redknapp talking about him when he saw him at a tournament. He was 9 years old and
Yeah,
he was
I heard
thinking,
that, yeah.
this guy is really special. And he's ours. And we've got to, number one, we've got to hang on to him. We've got to, pace him into the squad. We can't just throw him straight into the squad. Give him a run out. I was hoping, being 4-0 up in injury time, that Riocorez might have handed him the, it was his debut. It might have been nice, we still win a game 4-0 or 5-0 or whatever if he missed a penalty. But he can take a penalty. The kid can take a penalty as well. You've seen him for the Utes doing it, But listen, a couple of negatives, obviously, with Saka getting injured and Odegaard getting injured. Odegaard went down very heavy when he was tackled and landed awkwardly. I'd say he'll be over that. He's probably over that now, and he's not a bother on him. I think Saka maybe a little bit more. He struggled badly last year with the right hamstring, and now he's holding the left one. And
Well, the
hopefully,
international break is quite welcome on that front,
it is very
Yeah.
welcome, and it's good timing as well, because he won't be able to travel with the England squad, and he'll get some time to recoup and that, So it's great. It's just a shame that we've got the Liverpool
Matt,
game coming up this weekend,
can I give
but
you my view on what you said about the penalty given to Dowman? I was in the crowd and I was saying, I'll give it to the kid. The way Jokeren has put that away
You can
could
see
be
the
far
same.
more important for us in the long run, in terms of that was a striker who put that away with real confidence.
Oh,
If he gets a storage of confidence, he's going to play a lot more this year than Max Delman is. He's good enough
No,
Max is.
for
But
sure, absolutely, absolutely.
I was just after having a quick chat with your daughter coming up to half time, and I legged it up the stairs, and there was a young lad standing in the aisle, and I said to him, he actually had a Delman head in him. And I said to him, Are you Max Delman? And his parents looked at me, didn't catch what I said. I said, sorry, is there a problem? I said, no, I'm just asking him, is he Max Delman? You want to see the grin across my face. But he was only, I said, what age is he? 13. He's only 2 years younger than the actual.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'd just like to ask, before I come to Eamon, about your thoughts about Max Delman on Saturday, Eamon. At 15 years and 235 days, what were you doing then? Were you gracing the fields of football
No.
or bare floors?
I couldn't even begin to tell you, Jonathan. It was way too long ago. I couldn't even begin to tell you. I couldn't even begin. No, but I certainly wasn't. Listen, I was playing football for my local team.
Yeah.
Certainly not doing what he's doing now. It's absolutely brilliant to see, and he seems to have a good head on him,
Yeah.
He seems to be fairly grounded. He seems to know his limitations, and but his talent is limitless. And if we nurture him properly and we keep him grounded and everything else, this kid is going to be, for the next 18, 20 years, this kid can be a absolute legend for Arsenal. But we've got to do the right thing by him, and he's right not rushing him in too much. It was a perfect game to bring him on.
I think
Yeah,
a lot of credit has to go to paramount to soccer.
Yeah,
on to say that
absolutely,
Damien
sure.
Dwight's nursing.
Not just for the ability of the players that they're throwing out, but they're giving them a chance in life. It's a I've watched some documentaries on that academy. It's incredible. And just to mention, they signed a Dublin boy this morning. I don't know if you heard that, you know.
No.
A lad from
Didn't
Shamrock,
hear.
obviously 16, 2 million they paid for him for a pre-contract agreement, you know.
Yeah, he's not to be
Really
aware.
big old player, left side
He
winger.
is a baller, like that.
So
I think as well, Eamon and Matt, at yourself, Eamon, about Downing, but do you feel with Downing in the squad now, you know, do you think with the likes of Ethan and Wardy and Miles Lewis-Skelly being so young and them coming from the youth status as well, that kind of helps him, you know, a bit more as well? He's got lads kind of around his own age, and they, you know, he does seem, as Matt says, he does seem pretty grounded as well, doesn't he?
I think the way our academy works is they involve the families in a big way.
Yeah, 100%.
I think, I mean, when you have to remember when Max Downing goes home to his house in the evening, he's a 15-year-old kid. He probably still wants to watch Jack and Artie. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying. Like you've got to think of this. We see him out on the pitch and we say, "Oh, he's ready to play. He's got this." Now, like I'm sure he has teenage drops. Like we all did at 15, you know? But I think the academy have been working with it. I know from what I hear is that the club has never made it so clear to parents of a child that this guy has a pathway to the first team as they have in his case.
And he's been a year ahead of each age group level, hasn't he, Max Downing as well, which is quite incredible as well. You know, the way that ball from Leandro Trossard, I'm sure in the ground it looked exceptional, aim, and the way he took it down, that neat little touch, and then to run on. You know, what type of qualities, aim, do you think Max Downing can bring to the squad? You know, he seems to be he seems to be a threat going into the box, that's for sure.
I don't think we'd see that much of him, right?
Do you believe that League Cup games?
No, I think he'd play for the under 21s this year. Now, yeah, just listen to what I've said. A 15-year-old playing for the under 21s. I think that's where most of his football will come this season. And I think he'll get some Carabao Cup games and the like, and he may well be used. I mean, you have to remember, 3 years ago, Arteta brought in Manieri against Brentford around September because I was in Spain at the
That's right,
time,
Johnny.
and he never saw any more football. He never saw any more football for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's
You think
right.
that's going to happen to Max Downing? Yeah, I think Max Downing seems to be. I don't know whether, you know, he looks a bit ahead of Nan Wardy when we
Look a
talk.
bit, yeah, but you see, we're already starting to, we're
We
all
don't
getting
want
ahead
to build him up, yeah, because no one
of
are
ourselves.
lucky. He put an injury and that'd be the end of him, yeah.
I'll give it to you straight. If Saka is injured, Madueke comes in, not Delman.
Actually, yeah, I just want to come to you, Eamon, actually, on that.
Hold on, let me finish. If Saka and Madueke are injured, you'll probably get Martinelli over on that side or Trossard. But if they all get a cluster of injuries, would they be afraid to throw Max Delman in a Premier League game? No,
No.
they would not.
I don't think
No,
so
they
after
would
what we
not.
saw against Leeds, yeah. Were you impressed? I know Madueke, Eamon, he was on for the guts of an hour, Nani Madueke. Were you impressed with him? I know you see a big future for him.
He's probably trying too hard, but I think he's a really good player, and I think he'll work out for us, you know?
You do, yeah.
Yeah, I
And
know, I
what
like him. I really like him.
just briefly as well, Eamon, you being there, nothing to beat being there because you see it's a game in a different perspective. Our new defender, that young lad, Christian Mosquera,
Mosquera.
were you happy enough with him?
When Real Madrid finally beat our door down and give us 100 million quid for Saliba, we have a replacement.
It's Matt, do you see, are you excited yourself with the likes of Nani Madueke as well, the signing from Chelsea? Do you see him as
I do, absolutely. I think he's a very, very good player. And even Chelsea fans will tell you they were fairly sick to lose him, you know. Now he played most of his football on the right last season, for Chelsea. I think he scored a bag full of goals from the right. He didn't score any from the left, and he's obviously, you know, he's not going to take Saka's place now. But like Eamon says, he's the first name on the team sheet when Saka's injured on the right. You know, that's his position. But we've got great depth there now going forward, like unbelievable depth going forward. Maybe not down the middle so much, but if we can shift Mark Lely inside, if that's what we have to do, then that's another great option. You know, and I think, like I say, I think Eze is going to staple his position on the left there. There's no reason why he shouldn't. Trossard, you know, Trossard's got to know he's only going to be a bit part player this year as well.
But they could be important bits, Matt, you know?
Yeah,
they could
what's
be
that?
Important bits. Trossard has a goal in him and an assist.
He
in
does.
Him.
Yeah. Absolutely, he does. Absolutely, he does. But he's way down the pecking order now when it comes to left wingers, you know? But listen, it's all about the depth. You know, you saw we could bring off the bench there the other day and how strong we were when it comes to it. We've got to be able to do that week in, week out. But we've played two games in the season. We've got 6 points. You cannot ask for better. We haven't conceded any goals. It's been brilliant so far.
I'm just going to say something to you guys. Like, and by the way, I don't want to be accused ever of being optimistic. As we all know, I live by the maxim, every silver lining has a cloud. All right. I just got a smell of anticipation among the supporters, among the whole thing. The atmosphere was great. But we look like a team. Our players are under pressure, but they want to be under pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
We look like a team that's under pressure, but on a mission and want to be under pressure to drive them. I think this team is going to be driven. You do know that they have a... Do you see that? The empty silhouette of the Premier League trophy. See them?
No.
Well, they have. And Arteta's view is, you guys need to be the ones to fill that in.
Yeah.
There's nothing more motivational than that.
Yeah.
Just briefly, lads, with the few minutes we have left, in terms of Leeds United, we had Mick Farmer, who was on last week for our preview show, top lad. They're badly lacking, you know, Premier League players, aren't they? That team, you'd fear for them, wouldn't you, Matt? There's just not enough.
Look, I expect the three who came up to go back to go down, but I think West Ham are going to struggle this year. I think Wolves are going to struggle this year.
They're in trouble.
It could be very, very tight down the end.
Yeah.
And Leeds do have a win under their belts already.
Yeah,
of course. Which is very important at this stage of the season, you know. So, there's five teams there who could get relegated, that I believe. And that'd be the three who came up and West Ham and Wolves. I think West Ham are going to really struggle this year.
I think Brentford could struggle as well, Matt.
They could struggle.
They could. At the weekend, but yeah.
Look, but depends for Brentford. It depends who else they lose now. You know,
if they lose Wissett, they're in trouble.
I think Leeds, from what I saw them against Everton, will do enough in Elland Road to be okay. You know,
Possibly so. Yeah.
It's my name, and you were in the Emirates, of course, and I'm sure Matt will get his turn as the season goes on to be there. But did you try out the Guinness at half time, Eamon?
It's absolutely. You know what it is? I don't know what kind of Guinness it is. I think it was brewed in it. It tasted like, if you can imagine what a puddle would taste like, it was absolutely
brewed in the gents' toilets next to the bar, wasn't it?
Is it as bad as Camden Hell's Ale, Eamon?
Do you know what? It's 10 times worse. It was shocking. It didn't taste remotely like Guinness, and the head on it disappeared like my hope. Like it just went straight. Oh, it was absolutely shocking, you know?
They
have the Asahi beer. It's nice, you know. Yeah.
Well, lucky enough, I don't drink Guinness, so I'll never get to know what it tastes like or not. You know, so
Matt,
that's okay.
Matt, you can owe me some kind of a favor because I've taken the pain for you.
Okay, thanks, Eamon. You could scrape the carpet in the king's head, which would taste better, huh?
Okay, lads. Man of the match from Saturday. I started off with myself at this time. Victor Gyökeres off the mark. Two goals. Panic over. He's on his way. Eamon Donnelly, your man of the match.
Alfiore, Stardust.
Yeah, you're really Stardust. Impressed with him.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that. And Matt Bourne, man of the match from Saturday, pal.
I'm gonna give it to Timber. I'm gonna give it to Timber. He got himself into in a couple of great positions for taking them goals. Be it they were both tap ins, but he looked very strong throughout the whole game. So I'm gonna give it to Timber.
Good job.
I'd just like to thank my guests, another top show lads. Eamon Donnelly, thanks for coming on, pal. I know you had a busy weekend, so thanks for taking time out as always. And to yourself, Matt Bourne, thanks for taking time
Cheers,
out.
Cheers, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
Check out our show on Spotify as always. Our preview show will be coming up later on in the week as well. So until then, thanks for listening and have a top week, lads. Come on, the Gunners.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a million.